Hello and welcome to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be sharing with you all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Let's start off with the vaccine updates for today. United States President Donald Trump has ordered defense and health chiefs to ensure that America is the first one to procure UK's COVID-19 vaccine being developed by AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford. Now, this may mean that the US may buy all available doses of AstraZeneca-Oxford vaccine, leaving none for Britain. The World Health Organization has backed India and South Africa's joint proposal at the World Trade Organization to ensure universal access to COVID-19 vaccines. Both had on October 2nd submitted a communication to the WTO seeking a waiver from intellectual property obligations under the Trade-Related Intellectual Property Rights, or TRIPS, agreement until widespread vaccination is in place globally. With that, let's move on to all the updates from India now. The total confirmed COVID-19 cases in India have risen to 75,50,273. The death toll in the country due to the virus has actually risen to over 1.14 lakh now. Reported active COVID-19 cases in India currently stand at 7.72 lakh, and as many as 66,63,608 COVID-19 patients have been cured and discharged so far. As many as 55,722 new COVID-19 cases and 579 deaths were reported in the last 24 hours. The ICMR, that's the Indian Council of Medical Research, has said that over 9.5 crore samples have been tested for COVID-19 in the country till date, and of these, over 8.5 lakh were tested yesterday. In a significant development, a government-appointed panel on October 18 said that the COVID-19 pandemic has peaked in India and can be controlled by early next year with minimal active cases by February end, if protective measures are followed. According to reports, the COVID-19 India National Supermodel Committee, led by Professor M. Vidya Sagar of the Indian Institute of Technology, Hyderabad, revealed the findings in its study titled Progression of the COVID-19 Pandemic in India Prognosis and lockdown impacts. What will it take to get people flying again? International air traffic is down 92% this year as travelers worry about catching COVID-19 and government travel bans and quarantine rules make planning difficult. One thing airlines believe could help is have rapid virus tests of all passengers before departure. A decision on Hajj 2021 will be taken after the Saudi Arabian government's final call on the pilgrimage, and the national as well as international COVID-19 guidelines will have to be kept in mind to ensure the well-being of the pilgrims, Minority Affairs Minister Mukhtar Abbas Naqvi has said. While chairing a Hajj review meeting here, Naqvi said Hajj 2021 is scheduled for June-July, and the Hajj Committee of India as well as the other Indian agencies will formally announce the application process and other related preparations for the pilgrimage after a decision is taken by the Saudi Arabian government. While the film industry is going through tough times due to COVID-19 impact, movie producers are feeling some relief. The cost of content distribution will come down as digital service providers like UFO and Cube have slashed their virtual print fee or VPF rates. Reduced distribution costs will also help films, especially smaller movies, to have wider release. Air pollution may increase transmissibility of the novel COVID-19, making people more vulnerable to the disease and aggravating the COVID-19 situation, as experts have said, while warning that those who have had infection in the past may also have to face new challenges. With winters approaching and easing of COVID-19-induced lockdown, Delhi NCR is bracing for months of poor air quality. The national capital's air quality was in the poor category on Sunday morning. According to doctors, respiratory illnesses like viral influenza increase with a spike in pollution levels as poor air quality leads to an inflammation in the lungs, making it more vulnerable for the virus to penetrate. With that, let's move on to all the updates from around the world now. The coronavirus outbreak across the globe doesn't seem to be stopping anytime soon, as the total number of confirmed infections in the world by Sunday evening had crossed the 4 crore mark. Global infections caused by novel coronavirus currently stand at over 4 crore. This figure includes 11.1 lakh deaths, and on a good note, the global recovered cases have also crossed the 3 crore mark, currently standing at over 3.01 crore. About 6 million people in the UK face tougher COVID-19 lockdowns in the coming days as Wales and Manchester, the country's third largest city, mull additional restrictions as the novel coronavirus outbreak accelerates. The UK recorded over 16,000 new daily cases of COVID-19 in the span of last 24 hours, according to government data. That is up from 16,717. So the current data as per the last 24 hours was 16,982. The French Health Ministry has reported 29,837 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 on Sunday after reporting 32,427 on Saturday and 85 new deaths after 90 the previous day. The total number of infections since the start of the year now stand at over 8.97 lakh, while the total number of deaths stands at 33,477. The number of coronavirus cases have risen by 8,737 over the weekend as per data from Switzerland's public health agency. The agency also reported a total of 83,159 confirmed cases in Switzerland and the tiny neighboring principality of Liechtenstein. Also, the death toll rose by 14 to 1,837 here. Switzerland announced tighter restrictions on Sunday to tackle the second wave of the virus hitting the country, including a nationwide obligation to wear masks and ban on large public gatherings as well. The Chinese economy grew 4.9% between July to September, according to government data, as China becomes the first major economy to recover from COVID-19 pandemic. The year-on-year expansion, while slightly lower than analysts' expectations, represents a dramatic reversal from the first quarter of this year when the economy was shrunk by 6.8%, China's first contraction since 1992, when officials began keeping the quarterly GDP data. Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of the podcast. Many thanks for tuning in.